Five Reasons Why Dyslexics Make Great Entrepreneurs by Kate Griggs. Disruptors and Game Changers. Dyslexics are game changers. They disrupt industries, provide solutions that we didn't know we needed, solve problems we didn't know we had. From Sir Richard Branson to the founder of IKEA, Ingvar Kamprad, from Joe Malone to Steve Jobs, each one possessed a unique ability to see the world differently, to ask, what if, and why not? To turn their passion into a successful business that redefined their sector. And these entrepreneurs don't just jolt our society forward, they fuel our economy too. Value of dyslexia. In the U.S., entrepreneurship plays a crucial role in the national economy, as well as creating jobs and fueling growth. According to Ewing Marion Kauffman Foundation's 2017, quote, Growth Entrepreneurship, unquote, index, new companies in the U.S. create about 3 million new jobs per year. While in the UK, entrepreneurs contribute £196 billion to the economy alone. Their startups employ 3.24 million people nationwide, which is 12% of all employment in the country. BBC research found that 40% of self-made millionaires are dyslexic. That's certainly true on the BBC's flagship show for entrepreneurs, Dragon's Den. In a previous series, 40% of the panel were Made by Dyslexia, Peter Jones, and Theo Pafaitis. While on the show's U.S. counterpart, The Shark Tank, more than 50% of the panel were Made by Dyslexia, Kevin O'Leary, Damon John, and Barbara Corcoran. FUBU brand creator Damon John talks to LinkedIn's Daniel Roth, explaining that his dyslexia, visual mind, helps him map business plans in his head. Making a difference. Being an entrepreneur is not just about building successful business and financial success. Social entrepreneurs do amazing things to make the world a better place too. It's this dyslexic thinking and entrepreneurial skill set that is helping me and my team to build Made by Dyslexia. So why do dyslexics make such good entrepreneurs? Here are five good reasons. One, dyslexics think differently. We have strong imagining skills. Dyslexic brains process information differently. We are naturally creative, good at problem solving, and talented communicators. Our heightened abilities in areas like visualization and logical reasoning skills and natural entrepreneurial traits bring a fresh and intuitive perspective. Put simply, we see the world differently. We use these skills to dream big, imagine new solutions, and innovate in ways that others couldn't conceive possible. Sir Richard Branson says, quote, My dyslexia has shaped Virgin right from the very beginning, and imagination has been the key to many of our successes. It helped me think big, but keep our messages simple. The business world often gets caught up in facts and figures, and while the details and data are important, the ability to dream, conceptualize, and innovate is what sets the successful and the unsuccessful apart. Dyslexic minds may be restricted by our school system, where standardized tests create standardized thinking. But in the world of business, where thinking differently gives you a competitive edge, we focus on our strengths and flourish. That's because creative thinking comes naturally to dyslexics. It helps us to approach old problems in new ways. Being unconventional in a same-same market helps us to disrupt industries and give customers an alternative. British perfumer and entrepreneur Joe Malone says, quote, My dyslexia is not a disability, but an ability to think differently. And if this world needs anything at this moment, it is people who think differently. We've learned how to see around walls and spot the potential in something that others don't. Number two, dyslexics keep it simple. Our reasoning skills. There's plenty of complexity in building your own business, but dyslexics are brilliant at using their enhanced reasoning skills to see the bigger picture and simplify things. This, in turn, can help them to be bold and act fast, capitalizing on opportunity. Nick Jones, founder of Soho House, says, quote, One great advantage of being dyslexic is simplification. Simplifying things allows for better decision-making and is a real help when running a company, unquote. Watch Nick talk about how determination, imagination, and simplification have helped him build Soho House, arguably the most successful but definitely the coolest chain of private members clubs in the world. Number three, dyslexics are great explainers and storytellers. We have strong communicating skills. While it may be hard to cope with mountains of paperwork, we are adept at creating clear messages that win hearts and minds. Dyslexics have an enhanced ability to simplify the narrative and sell the vision. IKEA founder Ingvar Kamprad used his dyslexic thinking to create some interesting innovations. Take the unique names of IKEA's furniture. Having started IKEA as a mail order sales business, his products were identified by individual codes. As many dyslexics would, he struggled to remember the numbers. So he decided to create a new system, naming each set of furniture after memorable Swedish names and places. The system has been used ever since and is renowned around the world. Then consider the distinct assembly instructions for IKEA products. They are all pictures, no words. For a dyslexic who sees the world in a visual way, that makes perfect sense. It also became an iconic part of IKEA's appeal. Reach more in Virgin Blog here. Number 4. Dyslexics are passionate and curious. We are expert explorers. Dyslexics are curious and questioning, building businesses that are fueled by our passion and curiosity. We explore ideas in an energetic and constant way. And when it comes to customer experience, we are often motivated to go the extra mile. Dyslexics have a unique ability to explore and visualize outcomes. That can include multiple possibilities or multiple perspectives in business. They can imagine how a certain scenario will pan out, spot gaps and opportunities that others miss, or visualize a product from all angles. This gives them an amazing advantage when it comes to designing new products, inventing new services, or improving existing products on the market. Quote, to be successful in business, you need to get your P's in the right order, and dyslexia helps with that. First, passion. Second, great people. Third, great product. Then profit will follow. Nick Jones, founder and CEO of Soho House. Number 5, dyslexics are, quote, people, unquote, people. Connecting is one of our key skills. Another skill that sets dyslexic entrepreneurs apart is their ability to motivate, lead, and inspire people. This is born out of our strong connecting skills and heightened emotional intelligence. Being aware of our weaknesses and the need to focus on our strengths, we also become expert delegators, and in turn, we empower others to focus on their strengths too. By having this greater understanding of ourselves and others, we're able to create brilliant teams to grow companies faster. And when it comes to communicating with our customers, our high levels of emotional intelligence, empathy, and passion means we are great at understanding how to reach and inspire them. This builds brands and products that truly connect with customers in a powerful, authentic way. One amazing example of that is Jamie Oliver, whose passion and enthusiasm shines through in his books and TV shows, motivating millions around the world, young and old, to cook. Jamie explains, quote, personally, I think my strength is just a complete obsession to any expression of empowering people and teaching people to cook, unquote. Next generation entrepreneurs made by dyslexia. So what does the future hold for dyslexic entrepreneurs? Well, with the right support and the right opportunities, dyslexic entrepreneurs will continue to transform the world we live in. It's vital we support everyone with dyslexia to realize their potential, starting at school and running right through the world of work. We must celebrate their imagination, creativity, and problem solving, the skills our entrepreneurs need for the future. And that's why Made by Dyslexia, we're applying our dyslexic thinking to how we do that and are keeping it simple while thinking big with two clear goals: to help the world to understand the value of dyslexia, to train every teacher to spot, support, and empower every dyslexic child. By sharing our posts and content far and wide, you can help us achieve this. Thank you so much, Kate Griggs.